This is Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Just how is a financial coach different from a financial advisor? During this hour, you will learn the difference as well as being coached on your true purpose for money, myths about investing, what true diversification means, and how past performance is not an indicator of future success. Plan with care, retire with confidence. And now, Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend.
Good morning, Southwest Florida, and welcome to another exciting hour of Power with Coach Alfie Townsend. I'm your co-host, John Antonucci, and this is the broadcast that helps you take the emotion out of investing, because if you're going to be successful well into your retirement years and you're going to retire with peace of mind, you're going to need to take the emotion out of the equation, and the person to help you to do that is Alfie Townsend. He is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and saving for retirement is one thing, but making it last for the rest of your life is another. Alfie is asking for the first 10 callers today. He's offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session. There's no cost. It's no obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you don't have a retirement plan, Alfie can get you started. And if you already have one, he's happy to sit down with you, too, and validate your current plan and make sure that you're diversified, allocated properly, and not taking undue risk. If Alfie does discover you're taking too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's there to help you. But if your current plan is solid and you're in good financial shape, I'll tell you that as well. So call now to schedule your own meet and greet session. It's 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or you can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And today on this broadcast, we're talking about the Trump bump, Trump's tax plan to maximize the new economy to your advantage. And obviously, a lot of things are happening, Coach. Obviously, the big deal with Carrier staying here just this past week and over 1,100 jobs saved. This man's making an incredible impact already, and consumer confidence is rising. And he's basically 60 days away from being sworn into office, isn't he? It's amazing.
It is amazing. It's good morning, Southwest Florida. And yes, with the Trump bump, I like what you said there. It really is. It is truly amazing, because we have a lot of opportunities, it seems to be opening now. We have clients. I have one in particular that really has a very faith-based, and also he's very intelligent and he knows the market. He's been in the market for many years, and he was holding out for quite some time. And after Trump got elected, he called me up and he said, you know, it's time to get serious now, because I like what is happening around Trump. I like what he's, you know, who he's putting in the cabinets. And I really see and feel in my heart a big opportunity for everybody. And I definitely feel that. And that's what I think this morning we're going to talk about is having that opportunity, and why I feel the same way. I feel that there is a big opportunity out there for everybody. You have, when you're talking about lowering taxes and bringing money in from overseas, that one time, you know, 10-15% from a 39%, that's going to create opportunity right there. That's going to create jobs. It's going to create money inflowing into the U.S. And I really like, John, what I'm seeing so far. And he's a businessman, and we've never really had a true businessman like Trump, a negotiator in the office. And I think it could be something very good. We had a client that came in, it was yesterday, and he said that, you know, I like really what I see. He felt the same way, and he just, you know, his concern was taxes. And I said, that is a lot of taxes are going to be reduced. So I think everything, you know, with what's going on, I think there's opportunity.
Yeah. And I mean, it's amazing. I mean, when you look at the Carrier situation, I mean, they built that building in Mexico. It's a brand new state of the art building. And basically, they're either going to sell that building or use it for something else. But to keep those jobs here, and I know there was a deal that had to be made, obviously, you know, bringing some incentives through the state of Indiana to Carrier. But I mean, to keep 1,100 jobs, keep them working, paying taxes, obviously, this might be a springboard to bring back a lot of that overseas money, a lot of jobs that were going to be going overseas, staying here. Obviously, it's going to boost the economy, and it's going to have have an indelible impact that's going to cause people to really feel that American pride once again. I think that's what we're seeing. And, you know, that bodes well for obviously your investors because the markets are at all-time record high in all three categories. And even globally, it's moving up, isn't it?
Yeah, I think when you lead, and America always has led until, you know, the last few years, we haven't really been leading. We've been leading from behind. And now I think we're going to, it's a whole new dimension of what it used to be. And I'm very excited about the opportunities. If we can, you know, have a lower tax bracket for people and the market is increasing. And, but with all that being said, you still need a plan in place. You just can't tackle this thing on your own or with an advisor that has you heavy in the S&P 500 or heavy in bonds. And we're going to talk about bonds later we can talk about bonds right now. And bonds, as you notice, if you have bonds, especially if you have long-term bonds, if you're holding a lot of bonds, as interest rates go up, and the 10-year T-bills have really gone up quite a bit over the last, you know, couple, 3 weeks. And as interest rates go up, as inflation goes up, because that's what happens when you have an economy that's going to be moving, then what happens, those bond prices go down. And if you're stuck with long-term bonds, you can take a beating on those. And they've been down over the last 43 years. They've been down 12 times in 43 years. And that's more than the large cap stocks. That's as many times as the international small, which is the number one asset class that has gone down in the last 43 years, is 12 times. And that's what long-term bonds have gone down 12 times in the last 43 years. So, you know, that's what we always, that's what we always call, getting that financial MRI to find out what you're holding, because you want to be in a position to take advantage of what I feel is going to be a booming, you know, few years.
Yeah, at least the next 4 to 8 years. And to capitalize on Donald Trump's presidency, I mean, obviously now you can get a jump start on it by sitting down with you in that meet and greet. And obviously this would be a great time, especially at the end of the year, stepping into 2017 to be positioned correctly. Why is it so important for them to really get a review and really for you to take a look at what they have to reduce their fees, make sure they're allocated and diversified? Why is that a critical juncture right now, even before he gets in office?
Well, you want to be in position. That's, you know, like our client, that he put himself in position instead of holding that money out. What he did is he said, you know what, let's get it working for us. And still, you know, there is fear out there, still a little bit of fear about the economy, about the unknown, about a new presidency. But you have to take the fundamentals. And if you can take the fundamentals and say, OK, does it make sense what he's doing, who he's putting in charge? And then tackle it that way. But if you have a well-diversified portfolio, John, that we always talk about, you have to have a well-diversified portfolio that owns different asset classes. And, you know, we have 21 different asset classes, so we're not counting on just the large caps to do good. We're looking forward to the large caps, the large value, small cap, micro cap. We're going to introduce to you some asset class that you've never had because your advisor doesn't have access to it or he doesn't know about it. But the main thing is not to take too much risk and to get the return that you're getting. If we can reduce your risk and keep that same return, or say, you know what, I'm okay with the risk I'm taking, I just want to get rewarded, that's what that financial MRI is all about. So that's what we say. Give us a call and find out if you're on the right path for this new opportunity that's coming down the pike.
Yeah, well, be one of the first 10 callers today. Alfie is offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session, and there's no cost, no obligation to you. All you have to do is call 561-1155. That's 561-1155. If you don't have a retirement plan, Alfie can get you started. And if you already have one, he's happy to sit down with you to validate your plan. Make sure that you're not taking too much undue risk or paying too much in fees. If your current plan's in solid financial shape, Alfie's going to tell you that. Call right now, 561-1155. Schedule your own meet-and-greet session. time with the financial coach. Treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. Meet with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's available to examine your portfolio from the inside out and make sure that you're on course towards retirement so that your money will outlive you. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Sean Hannity here. Now, I've talked before about how I'm not a real big fan of the stock market and, of course, presidential change and the world unrest. Well, that contributes to its volatility. Now, if there's one lesson to be learned from 2008, poor planning can create devastation to your hard-earned retirement savings. Now, don't let unforgiving markets create a perfect storm. Get a certified financial planner on your side. Now, you've heard me talk about him before. He's Southwest Florida financial planner Alfie Townsend. Now, his easy-to-understand approach resonates with retirees and those soon to retire. With time-tested, straightforward solutions, Alfie designs plans that help reduce risk and protect and to grow your assets. Now, to be better prepared than you were in 2008, you need a customized retirement income plan that is designed specifically for you today. Now, call Alfie Townsend at 561-1155, 561-1155, on the web at savingtheinvestor.com. That's savingtheinvestor.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Sit down with the financial coach in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers or Naples. He will examine your portfolio from the inside out and make recommendations to you that are going to be beneficial and prudent for you well into your financial retirement years. If you're already retired or soon to be retired, you owe it to yourself to get a second opinion. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and he's available to meet with you in Fort Myers or Naples, 561-1155, or go to the website savingtheinvestor.com. And we're talking today about the Trump bump. Obviously, the markets have been really on the upswing since the election back on November 8th. Obviously, we're at all times high in the Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ. And to maximize this new economy to your advantage and capitalize on the Donald Trump presidency, you owe it to yourself to sit down with Alfie before the end of this year and really look at ways of safeguarding your assets from unnecessary taxation. And obviously, taxes play a big role in people's retirement portfolio, Alfie, because they don't think about it. When they retire, they're not getting a paycheck anymore. They're literally unemployed. And when they start taking that money out, they have to pay taxes on that. And really, you show them ways to maximize their retirement plan so that they don't have to pay undue taxes on that portfolio, don't you?
Well, everybody hates to pay taxes. And the thing about it is, if you are paying taxes, there are ways to reduce your tax bite. And there's a lot of times for example, this is a perfect example. We had a client that came in and she was taking money out of her account of, let's say, $50,000 a year. She's taking out of her account from her portfolio. Meanwhile, she had $150,000 at the same bank sitting in money market account. So she had $150,000 sitting in the money market account making nothing. And she's taking money out of her portfolio. And I asked her, I said, why are you taking money out of your portfolio and letting this account build up or sit there? She says, I don't know. You know, they know that I have this money sitting here because it's at the same bank. And that's what I said. I said, and she, you know, a light bulb just popped in her mind. She said, that doesn't make any sense at all. She goes, I'm not that good about investing, but that right there is basic can be. So it's a lot of people, John, they don't know, the advisors are not advising properly where to take that money. And, you know, do you start taking money out of your IRA right now before age 70 and a half to get it out of your IRA? You either do a Roth conversion. You could do that. There's different things that you can do and different places to take money while you're in a low tax bracket. If you're in a high tax bracket, there's some things we can do, but there's a lot of times, if you're not living on your IRA, this is a great strategy that we use here at the Advanced Retirement Group. If you're not living on your IRA and you're not needing your money on your IRA and you want this to pass on to your heirs, there's a program that we do that can take your money out of your IRA over a course of a certain amount of years and leave enough in there to pay the taxes, but convert it into what we call a lump sum tax-free benefit for either your spouse or your heirs, your children down the road, because they're not going to have that pension. Even with as great as Trump might be, the pensions aren't coming back.
Right.
You still have to control your own destiny for creating your own pension. That's what we'll do here at the Advantage Retirement Group. We're going to create your pension, but there's different ways to do it. And how would you like to create a pension for your spouse or for your children that's tax-free? And that's what we can do at the Advantage Retirement Group. So definitely give us a call. John, I want to talk about, and the number here is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And why would you really give us a call? You know, people say, Alfie, why? I've been listening to your show for many years, and I really never gave a call because, you know, either I think I'm in pretty good shape, or I don't want to leave my advisor. You know, my advisor, it would be very hard to leave that person. I said, you know, when you give us a call, it's not saying I'm leaving my advisor. What we're doing is calling it validation. We're going to validate if your advisor is doing the right thing.
Right.
And that's what all the, you know, the work that we do for the clients that come in, we're talking about hours and hours of work to put a plan together for you with the information that you give us, that we can show you if your advisor is doing right by you or not. If they're charging you commissions on things you don't see, some of these fund fees that you don't see, some of these annuities that you don't know what the fees are. So that's what we're talking about. And if you're properly allocated, if you're in the right retirement plan. And that's what we talk about, validation. And really, you need a certified financial planner that understands different elements of financial planning opposed to just one thing. And that's where I feel we are head over heels over other people, because as a certified financial planner, I have to know about not just investments, but I have to know about insurance. I have to know about investments. I have to know about annuities. I have to know about taxes. There's a lot of things I have to know. So when I look at your plan, then I say, you know what, you're in pretty good shape. So I validate your plan. Don't you want your plan validated?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. If I'm not charging you for validation, it's a good opportunity to give us a call to get your plan validated. So that's why people call, because they want either validation, or some people don't have a plan.
Yeah, that's a very important point, because at the Advantage Retirement Group, Alfie doesn't stock pick, market time, or track record invest. He creates a comprehensive, inclusive income plan for you, so that money will outlive you. You do owe it to yourself to be one of the first 10 callers today. He's offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session, and there's no cost or obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155, 561-1155. If you don't even have a retirement plan, he can get you started, but Alfie really specializes in those already retired or soon to be retired. He's happy to sit down with you and even validate the plan that you have. Give him a call, 561-1155, or go to savingtheinvestor.com. You'll find a wealth of information there. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak here, joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend with Advantage Retirement Group. Alfie, you know, here in Southwest Florida, this is the place to retire, but a huge concern is how long can you live off your savings? How do you address that? Is it really all about preparation?
This is a very important part, because if you start taking money out during a down market, that's called reverse dollar cost averaging, and that can be devastating. So you have to make sure that your portfolio and your income plan is in place so you are not running out of money, because people are living longer these days.
That's actually a very, very good point, which I think a lot of people overlook in terms of healthcare and how long we do live. Give Alfie a call today. He will show you how the right income plan will impact your retirement income so you can stay retired here in beautiful Southwest Florida. Call Alfie Townsend today, 561-1155. Again, that phone number, 561-1155.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. The phone number to call is 561-1155. Be one of the first 10 callers today. He's offering a free, no obligation, no cost meet and greet session in Fort Myers or Naples. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. Alfie Townsend is Southwest Florida's financial planner, and he'll make recommendations to you that will be beneficial well into your retirement years so that you can retire with peace of mind. We're talking today about capitalizing on the Trump presidency. Obviously, there's a Trump tax plan getting ready to come into place. And obviously, when you cut taxes, deregulate a lot of things, obviously, they're going to have some regulations to protect employers, employees, and companies from certain things. But really, to allow free markets to really do what they do best, free markets really do work. Obviously, we've seen that around the globe. But when you're talking about a bull or a bear market, how can you really capitalize on market volatility?
Well, that's through diversification, John. Through diversification, you can capitalize, and through rebalancing. So as things are going down, you want to be able to buy them as they're going down. And that's what rebalancing is. And through diversification is you're going to capitalize on other asset classes. Like we're looking at, I'm looking at this in particular right here. We have, you know, what, since the Trump surge, since his election, financial stocks, Trump will roll back much of the regulations that you had just talked about. So when we're talking about rolling back, he's talking about regulations that are just so handcuffed. And that was one of the reasons why Carrier left, because they had an additional this year, I think an additional, he was saying 53 regulations that they have to abide by that made no sense at all. But it was just written in and, hey, sorry, take it or leave it. It was not a friendly, it's not a friendly business atmosphere here in the United States anymore.
Yeah, they said by moving, they would have saved $65 million next year if they would in 1 year just by moving to Mexico.
Absolutely. So if we can get rid of, you know, obviously he was talking about the regulations that are going to have to be, you know, making sure the environment is not getting polluted and this and that. But he's talking about these nitpicking regulations that really do not have any effect on business except hurting, handcuffing them. So if we can roll, he's going to roll back some of that. We're going to have some higher interest rates. And remember, rising interest rates are good. It's going to help with investments. It's going to help with the bond prices on 10-year treasuries go up. That's good. That's a, you know, people want safe money. They're going to put 10-year treasuries. Your annuities will have a higher payout. Your annuities will have a higher guarantee. So higher interest rates are not the worst thing, as long as they don't get crazy. But you have to make sure that that you have a plan in place. Commodities, you can see oil, oil prices have starting to come up again this week because OPEC stopped production, or not stopped production, reduced big time, and that's going to drive up oil prices. Now, oil prices have been at a very, very low rate, and we're enjoying it at the pumps, and we're probably gonna have to start paying a little bit more. But if we're all making more money and the stock market's doing good, that's a no-brainer. I'm okay with a little bit higher gas prices to make jobs out there, to make oil.
Sure,
absolutely. So we want that, but we're gonna have more money being spent in infrastructure. Is obviously we need that for steel and copper and roads. So there's a lot of things that are going to happen. And it's not going to happen overnight, John, but I'd like the direction that we're heading. And some of the things that got hit pretty hard, I'm going to talk about that probably on the next break, but I'll tease it a little bit. But some of these bonds, some of these municipal bonds, long-term bonds, they have taken a beating. And as they're taking a beating because of interest rates rising. That's why if you don't know what's inside your portfolio, now's the time to find out. Now's the time to find out and, you know, find out what's going on. So that's why I'm asking you, give us a call. This is saving money for retirement is one thing, but making it last for the rest of your life is another. You know, so I invite you to give us a call, schedule no cost, no obligation, meet and greet session to see if we can help. What we'll do, we'll sit down, we'll have a conversation, and we're going to get to know each other. That's important. And I'll do something that what we call is a financial MRI. We talk about it all the time. We'll do an income assessment, determine if you have enough income to fulfill your retirement dreams. We're going to run a risk analysis. And what that financial MRI process could potentially help you with is this. For the first 10 callers today, we're offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155. If you don't have a retirement plan, we can get that started. And if you already have one, what we'll do, we're happy to sit down with you, and we're going to validate your plan. So what we're going to do is discover if you're taking too much risk, if you're paying too much in fees, we can help. But if your current plan is solid, that's good. You know, if you're in financial shape, I'm going to tell you that. So give us a call to schedule a meet and greet session with me. And again, don't wait too long, because we're only going to do 10 spots available. Give us a call at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to validate your plan. The current plan that you're on, I'm going to validate it. If it's good or if it's bad, you're going to know. And that's what's important. So pick up your phone and give us a call at 561-1155.
Yeah, that's important, especially as we come into the end of 2016. You want to position yourself for 2017, and you want to capitalize on the Donald Trump presidency now. You don't want to wait till after January 20th. Trump's tax plan is making an effect already just by the numbers, what he's sharing. Give out for your call at 561-1155. Make sure that you're diversified properly, allocated properly. Make sure that you're not taking too much undue risk inside your current portfolio, inside your current plan. You need to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. That's what the coach is here for. He's here to tell you whether you're on course or you're not on course. And if you're not on course, you just make a few adjustments and he'll tell you what to do. And that can get you right towards a path towards retirement so that your money will outlast and outlive you. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You also can go to the website, savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break, so don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button. You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with your financial coach, Alfie Townsend. Be one of the first 10 callers today. Alfie's offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session. It's a no-cost, no-obligation, and all you have to do is call 561-1155. And if you don't have a retirement plan, Alfie can get you started. And if you do have one, he's happy to sit down with you, too, and validate your current plan. Alfie specializes in those of you that are soon to be retired or currently retired. And if he discovers you're taking too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's there to help you. But if your current plan is solid and you're in good financial shape, he's going to tell you that as well. Call now to schedule your own meet and greet session with him, 561-1155. Don't wait too long. He only has 10 spots available. Again, that's 561-1155. Or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. And we're talking today about the Trump bump. We're talking about Trump's tax plan and how you, the investor, can maximize this new economy to your advantage. And one of the ways to do that is by coming in, sitting down with the coach, let him examine your portfolio, especially at the end of the year. Position yourself, obviously, for next year, 2017. And obviously, coach, there have been some sectors that have been surging in the markets, and a lot of things are really impacted by just what he's saying. We don't even know if he can get a lot of it done because of the Senate and the Congress. Hopefully he can. But obviously, there's different financial stocks and commodities. We talked about it earlier in the first broadcast that are surging. And obviously, the dollar is doing very well also. So that is a breeding ground, obviously, for interest rates to go up. What kind of effects is that going to have on your average investor?
Well, remember, interest rates, if they go up, it's not the worst thing, because as interest rates go up, the people that are retired, they're able to earn a little bit better interest on their investments. And, you know, CDs, they might be, you know, starting to look at CDs again, fixed annuities that have a higher interest rate normally than than what a CD would pay. So there are opportunities out there to have a higher rate of return, which is a good thing. Now, it does drive the market up too, because the cost of doing business is more with a higher interest rate. So with all that being said, it's not the worst thing that can happen. If you look at higher interest rates in the history of the market, the market always does much better. So that's a good thing. And some of the sectors, like you talked about, that are doing good are your biotech, your small caps, and some of the things that are suffering a little bit, and we talked about that earlier in the first half of the show, is those municipal bonds, because those are higher, typically those are, you know, higher, longer duration bonds, meaning that they mature a little bit later. Technology stocks, what happens with them is that, now remember what happened with technology stocks back in the late 90s, early 2000s, they took a beating. So that's why you do not want to have buy into sectors. And sector is a technology. That's what we talk about, sectors, biotech. Technology, you're going to have technology stocks in a portfolio, but you don't want to be heavy in technology stocks. And that was, you know, that's in my book about what it did to me. It devastated us because we were heavy. We thought it was going to be an everlasting thing. And that's what got me into, the way that we invest right now for our clients is diversification, because what it did to me was devastating. And the last thing I ever want to do is put our clients in a position that they're going to be hurt by a stupid investment philosophy.
Yeah.
The bottom line. So yeah, technology stocks, and they're really taking some of their profits and they're bringing them over to bank stocks. They're taking some profits off the table. Utilities and telecom sectors are they're getting hurt a little bit. The Mexican peso is getting pounded because speculators use it to bet on the election. You know, they were definitely thinking that Trump was not going to get in, and so they were betting that the peso was going to go up. Well, it did the opposite. A lot of things that were predicted were the opposite. You know, this election was the craziest election I've ever seen in my lifetime, and everything that was supposed to happen did not happen. We were supposed to, everything that was supposed to happen, Trump was supposed to lose the presidency. The Republicans were going to lose the House, the Senate, everything. And Hillary was going to win by 330 electoral votes. Well, everything that they said was going to happen, it did happen. But for Trump,
it was like Brexit on steroids, wasn't it?
It's crazy. So, and the peso is going down. The dollar's going up. I can't tell you how many people over the last 8 years that have been coming in and thinking the dollar is going to go to nothing. Gold is where it is. And I just tell people gold is a good investment for jewelry. If you want gold, buy it for jewelry. And we always kid about the best precious metal is if it went to that, if gold was the only precious metal at that point, the best precious metal would be your lead for your bullets. Because if no one has anything but gold, that would be, it'd be chaos. And yeah, it's not, you know, so, but everything that everybody's been worried about, now the dollar's getting stronger. Remember, if America shows their strength like he's doing, more money is going to be coming into here. That's a safe haven.
Yeah.
Is our money.
And you made a great point about gold, because I don't understand, just as someone who's not, you know, obviously in the same realm as where you are, but just looking from the outside as just a regular observer, gold has really done nothing over the years. Why are people saying, I mean, you see more commercials on gold and silver. People are so enamored with this as an investment vehicle, and really they think they're going to make a whole lot of money. But statistics show really what?
Well, it shows, that's a good point, it shows that it's a very volatile asset, very volatile and with a very low historical return. So it has a volatility of since the 40s of aggressive portfolio. But an aggressive portfolio, you would have expect higher returns, of course. But with gold, it has a volatility of an aggressive portfolio, but the returns of T-bills. So you're taking all this risk for no return. And then the taxes on gold is a lot too. So it's a whole different. Why don't we take a break? And when we come back, we're going to talk about how some of these tax reforms are going to affect your bottom line.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the click here to learn more button.
Hey, I love it here in Southwest Florida. You know what? This is my second home, and I know why you live here. You've been able to accumulate enough wealth to retire here. But you know what? Many retirement portfolios are exposed to way too much risk and have excessive and hidden fees. Don't lose your hard-earned savings to unnecessary fees and an unforgiving market. Alfie Townsend and Advantage Retirement Group can help. Now, Alfie is a certified financial planner who lives here in Southwest Florida. Alfie Townsend and his team understand the complexities of portfolio investing during retirement and the need for income planning to last your lifetime. So meet with Alfie in his Naples or his Fort Myers office. You can call for an appointment now. Call Alfie at 561-1155. And don't forget, listen for his program, Saving the Investor, at Saturday mornings at 9 right here on 92.5 Fox News Radio.
Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor in Florida.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Be one of the first 10 callers today. Alfie is offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session in Fort Myers or Naples, whichever office is closer to you. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155. That's 561-1155. If you don't have a retirement plan, Alfie can get you started. And if you do have one, he's happy to sit down with you and validate your plan. Alfie really specializes in those of you who are currently retired or soon to be retired. And if Alfie discovers you're taking on too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's there to help. But if your current plan's solid and you're in good financial shape, he's going to tell you that as well. Call now to schedule your own meet and greet session. Don't wait too long. He only has 10 spots available. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or go to savingtheinvestor.com. And we're talking today about the Trump bump. We're talking about the fact that Trump's presidency is something that you can capitalize on right now. And obviously, we're going to talk about in this segment the tax reform that can make America great again. And you want to talk about some of the goals that Donald Trump has and hopefully can get through the House and Senate that will really get the economy going forward and getting really, we've been flat for the last 8 years, getting us up into the 3-4% range. Wouldn't that be great?
You know, we're looking at, everyone says, well, Alfie, the unemployment rate is very low. It's going down. We put on another 180 jobs, 1,000 jobs this quarter. The problem, though, is that they quit counting after you get off of your unemployment. They quit counting. They didn't used to do that back in the 80s. It was something, I don't know who started, if it was President Bush or what. But so they don't count. There's a lot of people, John, that are
stop looking.
Yeah. So they're not counting those people. So if we can get those people back to work, look what it can do to the economy. And that's what tax breaks do. If you look at tax breaks, and you know, back I was reading Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Kennedy, and he lowered taxes drastically when he became in office. When he got into office, he lowered them drastically. Reagan lowered them drastically, and it does create more money in your pocket that you can spend, disposable income, which creates taxes for the states and you know, more jobs, and it does help. It does help. But some of the things I wanted just to read to you as I'm looking at what some of, you know, what Trump is looking at. Again, one of the things that I think is going to be, it's a very significant, is a discounted rate. It might be I'm hearing a 10%, as high as 15, but even a 10% where these American corporate corporations that are in overseas, okay, they're going to have, and they're U.S. owned corporations. There's over $2.5 trillion just sitting overseas, and he's talking about a one-time, fee of 10%. You bring that money back over, and I think corporations are going to jump on that like kids jump on candy. I really do. So that's one-time. And then they want to, let's see here, there's a couple of the other things out. You know, as he's reducing a lot of things, they'll be eliminating some things also, like the tax brackets. You have long-term capital gains are going to still be still be at 0%. They're looking at 0% up to if your income is $50,000 or $100,000 if you file jointly. And then you're going to have income tax rate of 10%. People that make between $25,000 and $50,000, or $50,000 and $100,000 if you're married. We're looking at 20% for if you're married, $100,000 to $300,000, and 25%, the top tax bracket at 25%. That is going to just increase business drastically. You know, if you can have all more saved money and be able to put it back, this is going to allow companies, small companies. I don't know if you know this, John, but it's 75% of the working force out there is from small companies, and small companies, I believe, is 500 employees and under. So there's a lot of opportunity. If we can reduce taxes like that, and I just feel like we have an opportunity for America that we haven't seen in a long time, that we can get this country rolling again. I feel it with people coming into our office, and they're more optimistic. They're not talking doom and gloom as much. They're talking about optimism again, and that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, well, it seems like we the people is the word or phrase of the hour, and obviously if the power comes back to the people, I mean, Donald Trump understands business, which is something we really haven't had in the White House, and obviously if he gives power back to the business people, back to those that really create the bulk of the jobs, our economy should be getting on the right track in the next, obviously, 2 to 4 years. So give Alfie a call at 561-1155. It's important that you're positioned before Donald Trump gets into office. You want to be positioned before 2017 to make sure that you're on the right course towards retirement. Alfie's offering a free MRI. It's a one-hour meet-and-greet session in Fort Myers or Naples. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155. And if you don't currently have a retirement plan, he's here to help you get started. And if you do have one currently, you want to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second set of eyes. Alfie is Southwest Florida's financial planner. He's happy to sit down with you, too, and validate your current plan. And if he does discover you're taking too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's there to help. But if your plan is solid, he's going to tell you that as well. Give him a call. He only has 10 spots available. Don't wait too long. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Or go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com. We want you to stay tuned. We're going to be right back right after this break. Don't go away.
Saving the Investor will return in a moment. Don't forget to visit our website, savingtheinvestor.com. Look for the Click Here to Learn More button.
Trey Radel, your host of Daybreak. You're joined by Southwest Florida's financial planner, Alfie Townsend. You've heard him on the air before. He's with Advantage Retirement Group. And Alfie, I wanted to start today with retirement. You know, as I look to my future, really, it's not all about just saving and hoarding as much money you can, is it? It's about planning, right?
You're right, Trey. There's two parts of planning. And you have the accumulation phase when you're working, and then you have the harvesting phase. That means you have to take money from the money that you saved, and that's the critical part of retirement. That's what we do here at the Advanced Retirement Group. We will put a written income plan in place for you.
And this is a great point. So if you're getting near retirement, even if you're a young professional like myself, if you're looking toward the future, call Alfie Townsend today. Even if you are retired, he can help you. He's a certified financial planner. He's got offices in Fort Myers and Naples. Alfie Townsend, give him a call today. 561-1155. 561-1155.
You're listening to Florida's most important financial planning program. What you learn on Saving the Investor can change your future. Now, once again, here's Alfie Townsend.
Welcome back to Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. Phone number to call is 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Give Alfie a call. Sit down with him in Fort Myers or Naples. He's offering a free one-hour meet-and-greet session. He's going to validate your current portfolio, make sure that you're on course towards retirement. He's going to make recommendations to you that are beneficial and prudent for you well into your retirement years. And today on this broadcast, we're talking about the Trump bump. We're talking about Donald Trump's tax plan, maximizing the new economy to your advantage. And really, this is the first time, I think, in a while where people, you can feel the buzz out in the marketplace. You can feel the excitement in people's just voice and steps. Even if they didn't vote for Donald Trump as their president, somebody, you just feel something's happening, and he hasn't even gotten into office yet, and a lot of things are starting to move in towards the right direction.
That's right. And you got to be in it to get it. You have to be in it to capitalize on it. And a lot of people, if you're sitting on the sideline, or the other thing, if you're in a portfolio that is heavy in one asset class or whatever it is, find out what you're holding to see if you're going to be able to capitalize on this movement that we might be experiencing. So give us a call at the 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And look, you're going to be with me. You're going to meet me. You know, a lot of people out there, you know, you're going to meet with one of the junior advisors or whatever. You're going to meet with me, certified financial planner, been doing this for 33 years. Yes, you meet with me and my team. We're going to look at everything as a group, and we're going to make sure that we put that plan together for you. But when we meet again for the second time, you're going to know what you have. And that's the most important thing. You're going to know if you have something in your account that's going to, what in your portfolio that's going to capitalize on this movement that we're going to be experiencing with lower taxes and commodities. And when I talk about commodities, I'm talking about copper and raw materials, not gold. Okay, I'm talking about things that if we are going to fix the roads up again, we're going to put money in there. We're going to make sure that we're not heavy in any one asset class. We're going to make sure that we're not heavy in any sectors, because again, the ones that took a beating is municipal bonds. Because bonds, if you're a lot of municipal bonds, give us a call, because what happens with if taxes are lowered, then bonds are not as appealing, and they don't pay that high of interest rates anyway. Technology stocks, again, why people are getting out of those technology stocks is because they're wanting to swap them over to bank stocks and take a profit. Again, the peso took a pounding. The pesos took a pounding. And this is something that I was just reading, and I didn't realize this, but global government bonds, the election caused over $1.5 trillion to be wiped out of the global bond market in less than a week. $1.5 trillion with a T after the election, showing the influence of the United States interest rate expectations across the globe.
Yeah, it's amazing. Well, let's talk about immigration too, because obviously he's talking about securing the borders and not allowing a lot of people to come in, which means that people that take American jobs will not be doing that. But if he does that, and he also is able to stabilize the trade deficit, where we're receiving more products inland than we are sending out, and he's able to sort of even that out, what type of effect do you think, or ramifications, that's going to have on the market if our gross domestic product goes up, if we get more workers in the United States paying taxes, working, beginning to buy homes, buy goods and services? What does that do to the market? I mean, is that something that's positive on the market, or that's something that the markets tend to sort of like back off on?
No, they like, they're going to, it's more goods and services being sold. If we have a striving economy that is like a diesel engine that's pumping out, you're going to have more goods and services sold. And what happened is it's going to, the cost of, if we're doing more over here, obviously some of the things are going to be more expensive to buy. That's the negative of it. But if we have more people at work paying into the coffer, that's a positive. So there, it's not like 100%. 100% is going to be 100% great, but it could be like a 75% better to giving up 25%, which is, it's not the worst thing. It's a great thing. And especially with lower taxes and having respect again around the world, which is strong.
Yeah, that's an important point to make. And obviously he's doing some things that obviously a lot of people don't like on the left, obviously getting involved in business like Carrier and different companies. And they're saying things like, what is he going to do? Call every business out there that wants to go out of town. And what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think one thing is a lot of businesses that were thinking about going out of town, he doesn't have to call, because they might be changing their mind by themselves.
Right.
If they don't want to go out of town, these people want to stay in the United States. Trust me, they want to stay here. But the regulations were so tough for them, John, that it was very hard to do business. And it gets to the point, as a business owner myself, we've been regulated this year with the Department of Labor getting in the financial business, and hopefully they're going to change that, because that was a horrendous law that's affecting the financial institution big time. So they're talking about getting away with some of those. And so we need some of these regulations that are just put in place for special interests or something, or for more government control. And that's what, you know, the DOL, Department of Labor, getting into our business was that. It was the it's affecting the financial industry, and it's an awful thing. It's doesn't help anybody, but it supposedly it helps the consumer. But in the long run, it hurts the consumer big time.
Yeah, well, that's important to note. And obviously, if the markets are going to be trending up, and that all indications are they are trending up, obviously at an all-time record high right now, anybody sitting on the sidelines, what would you say to them? Obviously, I would think now is the time to get in. Don't wait another minute.
Well, again, people say, Alfie, you know, the market's at all-time high. I don't know if I want to get in. Well, you've been saying that. And you can keep saying that for the rest of your life, but if you have a plan in place, John, that is diversified, an income plan in place, it doesn't matter if it's an all-time high. You're going to be buying on the lows when the market goes down. It's going to be rebalancing. And, John, we're coming to the end of the show.
Yeah, it's important that people reevaluate as we get to the end of the year. You only have a couple more weeks of 2016. Yeah. You want to come in and sit down with the coach. Be one of the first 10 callers today. He's offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call 561-1155, and you'll get them started. Obviously, if they don't have a retirement plan, you're going to help them get engaged in one. But really, your specialty is those that are retired and soon to be retired, because now they're unemployed. And really, you're an expert in a sense, as you're a certified financial planner, to help them with the harvesting phase of taking out everything they saved, aren't you?
Taking that income out. I want to help you. I want to put a plan in place. And this was a hard show. My
It's all right.
Well, my mom passed away this Thursday, and it was a hard show to do. But I know she would have wanted me to do this. And I, if my voice was a little different today, that's the reason. But I just want to tell everybody we love what we're doing, and look forward to seeing you in the future. And I know my mom's in a much better place. I just wanted to say that, and I love you, Mom.
Yeah, and I'm sure all the people that are listening send their condolences to Alfie and his family during this very difficult season as they walk through these days ahead into next week. And Sandy was an incredible woman that really touched many, many lives. Her love for people and love for family and love for God was evident that I got to witness firsthand, and it was a blessing to know her. And our prayers and our thoughts go with the Townsend family during this difficult season. But give Alfie a call. Be one of the first 10 callers today. He's offering a one-hour meet-and-greet session. There's no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is call him at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. And if you don't have a retirement plan, he can get you started. And if you already have one, he's happy to sit down with you, too, and validate your current plan. If Alfie discovers you're taking on too much risk or paying too much in fees, he's there to help. But if your current plan is solid and you're in good financial shape, he's going to tell you that as well. He's an honest guy. He's a down-to-earth guy. You owe it to yourself to treat your wealth like your health. Get a second opinion. You wouldn't take one opinion from a doctor. You would get sometimes two, maybe three. Do that with your finances. Your wealth is too important to risk at this current venture, especially if you are retired or soon to be retired. So call now to schedule your own meet-and-greet session with Alfie. Don't wait too long, because he only has 10 spots available this week. 561-1155. That's 561-1155. You want to make sure that your income outlasts you. You want it to be there to outlast you so that you don't have to go back to work. You also can go to savingtheinvestor.com. Again, his website is very informational. It's very action-packed. You can go on the website and click on the media tab there. And all of these topics that we discuss, the free markets, all of the different investment philosophies, rebalancing, the different products and services that he offers, you can actually click on the media tab and watch us on there on your smartphone or your tablet, and you can get a great education and great information on topics that you're not so sure of. Again, that's savingtheinvestor.com, savingtheinvestor.com, where you'll find a wealth of information about Alfie, his company, and all the services that he offers here through the Advantage Retirement Group. Until next time, it's always a blessing coming into your vehicle or living room. Stay tuned and be blessed.
This has been Saving the Investor with financial coach Alfie Townsend. To find out more, go to AdvantageRetirementGroup.com or call them at 561-1155. That's 561-1155. Investment advisory services offered through Townsend Advisory, a registered investment advisor.